Now, when you ask somebody who they are, they usually respond by saying, I'm Mr. So-and-so, my name is such-and-such, I'm the president of this company, I'm American or Japanese, or I drive a Toyota or a Mercedes, etc., etc. All these questions really pertain to your awareness identifying itself with something in the environment, a name, a place, a circumstance. This process of identifying with an object in the environment has been called object referral. Or a person may identify with their body. I may say, this is my body, this bag of flesh and bones, this skin-encapsulated ego, this is who I am. But then the question is, what is this body? And why call it mine? This body, which I call mine, is really the raw material of the universe, recycled earth, water, and air. Why do I call it mine? Why do I not call the tree outside mine? Why do I not call the stars and galaxies that I see outside my window mine? Perhaps because my physical body seems near to me. This, of course, assumes that I know where this me is physically located. Many Westerners somehow feel that this me that they call themselves, this ego which is encapsulated by their skin, is located somewhere in their head. Some other people from other cultures think it's located somewhere behind the heart or solar plexus. But no scientific experiment has ever found a center of awareness in any one location in space or time. There's an interesting insight that comes to us both from Vedic science and also from the Jewish Kabbalah, that this center of awareness is in fact the center of all space and time. And it is at once everywhere and nowhere. Let's assume for a moment that indeed my awareness is physically located where I am situated, where a person can see me standing. But if this universe has infinite dimensions, and physicists assure us that it has, then infinity extends in all directions from me. Then indeed, I am located in the center of this universe. But so are you, because infinity extends in infinite directions from where you are. But so is the peasant in China, and so is a dog in Siberia, and so is a tree in Africa. Infinity extends in all directions from all of them. In other words, every point in space is every other point, and every center of awareness is every other center of awareness.